Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader of the Republicans in the House of Representatives, has sunk to a new low, which is hard to believe there was a new low for him to sink to because he's operated underground for a long time. But here's what it is. He is now threatening to strip Liz Cheney of her committee assignments in retaliation for her agreeing to serve on the January 6th commission, the special hearing that Kevin McCarthy supported and even proposed initially right after January 6th. Right after January 6th, he and Moscow Mitch both blasted Trump. Moscow Mitch said, "The only reason I'm voting against convicting him on these impeachment articles is because this is a criminal matter and a U.S. attorney should go after him." That's what Moscow Mitch said. Moscow Mitch has changed his tune. And Kevin McCarthy right afterwards said, "Well, there should be an investigation into this." Bipartisan, and he appointed John Katko of New York, a Republican, to negotiate with Benny Thompson of Mississippi, the Democrat designated by Nancy Pelosi, to come up with a proposal. And they came up with a bipartisan committee in the House and the Senate of 10 people, five Democrats, five Republicans, each with veto power over the other's subpoenas. And it was going to go ahead and investigate this. And it passed the House with 35 votes, Republican votes. It passed with all of the Democratic votes, overwhelmingly bipartisan. And the Senate passed with 57 votes, all Democrats and seven Republicans. And an eighth said that he would have voted for it, but somehow he wasn't there. Moscow Mitch filibustered it. That takes 10 votes. The other two, Moscow Mitch threatened his caucus and nobody stepped forward. Nobody stepped forward. So another Republican saying, "Well, it's not bipartisan." What do you mean it's not bipartisan? It passed bipartisan. It was supported initially by Kevin McCarthy and Moscow Mitch. So Pelosi said, "All right, well, these guys say they're for it. We came within two votes of busting the filibuster. We had a majority. It's just the filibuster, which has no place in the Constitution. There's nothing in the Constitution saying anything about a filibuster. It's a rule, just a rule. Manchin won't set it aside. If he would vote to set it aside, they'd set it aside for individual cases, individual bills." So Pelosi set up a special committee, like the Republicans did for Benghazi when they use it to roast Hillary Clinton for weeks and months as a campaign tactic. Kevin McCarthy said at the time, "The only reason we're doing this is to weaken Hillary Clinton." In any event, you get back to this one. And Kevin McCarthy, you will recall, had put up five people. Two of them were saboteurs. One of them was Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan of Ohio, who had met with Trump and others in the White House in December to plot how to use the January 6th call to arms by Trump to overturn the election. He was part of it. He's a witness. He will be subpoenaed as a witness. And then since then has continued to lie and say Trump won the election. And he has never, ever, ever criticized the January 6th insurrection, hasn't called it an insurrection. They put him on. One of the ones who planned it. Well, you don't put a judge on a case who has skin in the game. You don't, if a guy is sued, owes money to a bank on a mortgage, then you don't make that guy the judge. And you go, "Oh, okay, I guess I don't owe it after all." That's what, yeah. So Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, Pelosi threw off. And Jim Banks of Indiana, a real bad low life and piece of work, continuously insulting the process, not taking it seriously, saying it's a sham, saying it's a Democratic stunt, saying that Trump won the election, and they put him on, again, to sabotage this thing. And so Nancy Pelosi said, "I strike both of those." She has the right under the resolution. "I strike both of those. The other three," here's what she didn't say, but I'm saying it, "they're pieces of work also. their pieces of work. And one of them, Troy Nels of Texas, was also one of the ones who voted against certifying the election. And so they hit Nancy Pelosi and go, well, you just don't want guys that voted not to certify the election. And a correct response would have been, well, absolutely, I don't want them. But she is even better. She said, look, it was a lie, but we put one of them on, Troy Nels. I mean, you know, she did not say he was a piece of work, worthless individual, shouldn't be in Congress. She could have said that. Didn't say that. But anyway, now she also said, I'm going to appoint Liz Cheney. If she accepts, Liz Cheney accepted. Liz Cheney was the number three Republican in the House Republican caucus. And they stripped her of that. And they left her with one committee assignment, but it's a very good one, the Armed Services Committee. She's eminently qualified to be on it. Eminently qualified to be on it. Done great work on it. We're all for the armed services, especially me when I was in the Navy itself. I enjoyed getting an occasional raise. 1972, I was an ensign in the U.S. Navy and made $350 a month, and I got a raise, $25 a month, and I thought I'd died and gone to heaven. Okay? It was a long time ago. Got to treat these guys and these women right. Liz Cheney treats them right. Well, you know what's happened? Kevin McCarthy has now said we may have to strip her of her committee assignments. And he misspoke because he only gave her one assignment. He only gave her armed services. The way it works is these committee assignments really come in the majority from the speaker, which is Nancy Pelosi for the Democrats, and the minority from Kevin McCarthy, who is the minority leader. And they have a thing called a conference in the Republican Party where he makes proposals and these proposals are put to the conference. Well, it's cooked in advance. He sounds them out, he calls them, and some of them are Tea Party and some of them are QAnon. Some of them are just right-wing nuts, and you put them all, and he gets in who he can. Well, they'll throw her out. They would have hanged her. Remember something. The guys went through shouting, hang Mike Pence and build the gallows for the vice president, the Republican vice president who's more conservative than Donald Trump. And core Republican issues, and they went through the halls looking for him to hang him. They caught him, they would have dragged him out and hanged him. They're the people. And so what do you think? And some of them gave tours to the insurrectionists the day before to point out where the secret offices were. In other words, the working offices that were more secure that people would be hustled into. They've got to be subpoenaed. If that is proven, they have got to be prosecuted. And one of them, Lauren Boebert, texted out the day of the insurrection, Nancy Pelosi has left the chamber, so that the rabble out there would know that and go looking for her to kill her somewhere else. And what? These people are supposed to decide whether, what, Liz Cheney gets taken off the Armed Services Committee? Are you kidding me? Anyway, he's making these announcements, he's making these threats, Kevin McCarthy. And you may see Liz Cheney as having no committees, just like Marjorie Taylor Greene, except Marjorie Taylor Greene got it for threatening to assassinate the former president of the United States, former presidential candidate and the Speaker of the House, okay? She should be in prison for suggesting those assassinations. Stripped of her assignments. Now they're gonna strip Liz Cheney of armed services, and the only committee assignment she'll have is the January 6th, which is a special committee. So stand by. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.